Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
This may not be a political show, but we do want to deal with a political issue because I think that it has ramifications for Christians to evaluate and interpret how our culture is going. And this deals with the issue of Brett Kavanaugh. He is being accused of having committed a rape when he was back in high school many, many years ago. Really hard to be able to prove whether this his story or her story is true. But what we would like to focus on is the way the media is addressing this, because we have seen over and over again when the liberals have someone that is not only accused of doing far more, and there's actual evidence that could be used to support it, they would say, well, this is a private matter, this is a long time ago. Here's what I end up seeing that it makes a big issue for America. What we see with Brett Kavanaugh is a change in our government in the way that they are looking at innocence and guilt. We were built on a country where you were innocent till proven guilty. But in the media, if you're a conservative, it seems they want to say you're guilty until proven innocent. The reason we would say that someone's innocent until proven guilty is because it was based on biblical principles that we see in Scripture. England had the belief that you were guilty to proven innocent, and therefore anyone could be charged of anything. If they couldn't prove themselves free, they're in trouble. This change will have a great effect on America if we're going to allow certain citizens to be guilty to be until proven innocent, while others can be innocent until proven guilty. Something to think about as we hear the hearings moving forward.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.